I was on an unfamiliar, desolate highway, trying to make a last-minute drive across the states to get to my brother's remote home in northern Utah. I'd gotten the dates of some of our plans mixed up and kind of forced myself to have to drive through the night because of my mistake. The whole thing was a mess and had me tired and stressed out, and because of it, I didn't notice when my GPS told me to turn off the road that I'd been on for 100 miles and to exit. It wasn't until after I'd missed it that I immediately realized my mistake. Wasn't anything I could do but keep driving and turn around somewhere up ahead, or see if the GPS would switch the directions around. After a minute, I noticed it was still loading on the rerouting screen, so I assumed I just needed to turn around. It was unlikely this desolate area had any alternate routes anyway. But as I kept driving, I couldn't find any way to turn around. The road just kept going. At one point, about a mile past the exit, I passed a car on the shoulder with their hazards on. Looked like your average black sedan, which I just assumed was also probably kinda lost in figuring out where to go. I slowed down a bit after passing them just to make sure I didn't pass a turnaround spot. From then on, the road very quickly merged into one lane and became significantly more narrow, with the woods closing in. It no longer felt like a highway. It felt like some lost continuation of the road that was abandoned. Whatever it really was, I knew I definitely should not be there. So I pulled over just to think things through and figure out how to turn around. The GPS was completely stuck on this loading screen, and my phone wouldn't load anything either. I looked out my windows, but it was too dark and there were no streetlights, so I had to get out just to look around. On both sides of the road were very dense, clearly uninhabited forest. I couldn't even see the other side of the highway that went in the other direction. It was just woods, which meant that at some point the other side split off, and I had no way to know how far back that was, or how far ahead I had to go before they came back together and had a way for me to turn around. I really didn't like being in that spot though, surrounded by woods on a strange, vacant stretch of road. I did think for a moment about just going back the way I came, essentially driving the wrong way on the road, all the way back to the exit, but it felt very wrong and unsafe, and I'd driven a fairly long way down the road already, so it wouldn't be just a quick drive. I decided against it, thinking the two roads up ahead had to connect at some point. Best bet was to keep driving, and surely there had to be a turnaround. Before I got back into my car to leave, I looked back the way I came and saw a figure walking in the road. He was walking toward me and was still far away. I thought it was likely the person that I saw pulled over with their hazards on, but also thought it was strange he had left his vehicle and was walking down the road in this direction. I got back in and started to continue driving. The road got rougher the further I went, until I'd say a half mile from where I stopped, the road suddenly ended. There was a roadblock fence across the pavement, blocking off the rest of the road. I got out to get a better look, and from the looks of it, it didn't seem to go on any further. At least, not paved. Seemed like it might have continued into a gravel road, but it was hard to say because it was so dark out. Although, I did see something else out there. I didn't notice it right away. It wasn't until my eyes were more adjusted that I saw this figure standing out by the trees. It was so unexpected and strange that I didn't even believe it was a figure at first, and that it had to be some way the shadows were playing tricks with me. But over the next few seconds, my eyes started getting wider, and I got more and more of this dreading feeling that it really was a figure standing out there. He wasn't moving and seemed to be just looking back at me. I took a few slow steps back then turned to get into my car, and literally jumped when I was face to face with a man standing right behind me. It was the guy I saw walking down the road earlier. He had a short, dense beard and a buzz cut with a hood over his head. I never even heard him approaching. I stared at him wide-eyed for several long seconds.
"Road's closed. You can't get out this way, ma'am."
I almost whispered sorry, not able to hide my fear. His eyes shifted over my shoulder at the woods, then back to me.
"You okay? You seem shaken up."
He said it in a strangely friendly tone, almost like we were buddies or something. I nodded my head and apologized again, saying I just thought I'd seen something out there, but that I was probably just tired. His face stiffened, and he tilted his head down a bit to almost force me to make eye contact with him.
"What is it you think you saw?"
I realized my mistake the moment he said that, just from his deep, condescending voice and the way he asked me. I stuttered "nothing" in a mumbled whisper and quickly opened my door and got in the car. The man stayed where he was for a moment, then approached the window as I got my keys out and started the car. I didn't stay long enough for anything else to happen. I backed out, did a really fast 3-point turn, and sped down the road. A few minutes later, I passed by that car with the hazards on again, then finally got to the exit and drove away from there. I don't know for sure what I ran into out there, but I have a really bad feeling about whatever was going on in those woods, and I know if I stayed or told the man what I'd seen, I probably would have gotten answers, but not in a good way. I'm writing this just after getting back from a road trip during the holidays, while everything is still fresh. This wasn't too long of a trip, but mostly on a straight stretch of road with nothing around. To make everything work with my schedule, doing the drive back home overnight was my best option. The first several hours from 7 p.m. to probably 12 were very boring and uneventful. By that time of night, I was the only car on the road, and being fully dark out, the whole highway looked the same for every mile. It was exhaustingly boring. At some point around then, a single car's headlights came into view, way down the road, going in the other direction. This highway was so straight and empty that I noticed it 2 or 3 minutes before it actually got close and passed by. I didn't really pay all that much attention to it, but it was the only other thing on the road. After it passed, I happened to do another round of checking my mirrors and saw bright red brake lights from that other car. It had noticeably slowed down and switched lanes. Then it suddenly did a U-turn. There were no designated U-turn areas, though, and the two sides of the highway were separated by a grassy ditch. This car drove down into the ditch and then up onto my direction of the road, then started driving up behind me. I thought this person was crazy, but also thought they must have really needed to turn around for some reason, and was waiting for them to speed past me. They did pick up speed. However, once they got close to me, they slowed and matched my speed, staying right behind me. I was sure there was no way this person saw me on the other side of the highway and had done all of this because of me. But as the minutes went on, and this car didn't switch lanes, I got a little nervous. And then he started flickering his headlights, flashing his high beams like he was trying to communicate something to me. There was no one else around he possibly could have been signaling to. We were the only two cars on the road, so I knew he was doing it to get my attention, which kind of freaked me out. It wasn't just a couple flashes either, like signaling a cop was nearby. He kept doing it for miles. I wasn't really sure what to do here. I couldn't see what the hell this guy wanted from me, or why he was doing any of this. Also, with his headlights and how dark it was, I couldn't actually see his car. I had no way of getting a description of it. After a while, I passed a sign for a rest area in 3 miles. I figured this was my chance to pull off in an area where other cars were around, and hopefully let this guy just continue down the road and leave me alone. Even if the other cars at the rest stop were just people sleeping, it would still feel way safer. When the exit finally showed up, I pulled off the highway. It wasn't what I expected at all, though. I had never seen a rest stop like this. The exit ramp spiraled down and went under the highway, through a sort of tunnel, I guess, and then to the rest area. So instead of there being 2 separate pull-offs on either side of the highway, there was just this one large area that both sides were connected to. And like I said, I went under the highway, so the rest area was actually sort of at the bottom of a hill off the highway. It felt very isolating. You couldn't see or even hear anything from the road above, which I assume was the whole point. More concerning though, no other cars were there. The whole parking lot was empty. I checked my rearview mirror first, not seeing any headlights, then decided to pull into a spot right near the building. The guy following me was pretty close behind me, so not seeing his headlights made me pretty sure he didn't catch the exit. I kept checking the entrance to the rest stop, and after a minute, I finally took a deep breath and felt so relieved. Now there, parked at a rest stop, I realized just how tired I was, especially after all of that going on. The building looked like it had bathrooms and a vending machine, so I figured I should go in while I was there. I got out, locked my car, and walked inside. I was only in there for maybe a minute or two. I was gonna get something from the vending machine on my way out to help me refuel, but it was out of commission. As soon as I left the building, though, I saw another car. Despite this massive rest stop being entirely empty, it was parked oddly just 1 space away from mine. I felt my heart sink and my stomach tighten. I had no real way to know if it was the same car that was following me, but in my gut, I was absolutely sure of it. Its windows were tinted, and the brights were still on, so between the glare and everything, I couldn't see who was inside of it. I walked slowly up to my car, getting in and having that feeling that eyes were on me. I wasted no time putting my keys in the ignition and starting the car to leave, or trying to. The car wouldn't start. It wouldn't even try to start. Turning the key did nothing. Instantly, I felt adrenaline coming through as I realized the real danger I was now stuck in. I stared at my useless keys dangling from the ignition for a moment, feeling this surreal, out-of-body sense, just completely unable to process that I was in this situation, knowing how likely awful this was going to end up. I got my phone out and dialed 911, sure the person in the car would see and immediately get out to break into my car, knowing that I couldn't go anywhere. I was scared to even look to my side. My voice was shaky, telling the operator where I was and that I was stuck and my car wouldn't start. But once I mentioned that the car that was next to me had been following me, the woman on the other line suddenly talked faster and asked for more details, like she was suddenly a little more worried and rushing, or had heard of something similar before. I told her everything, and she had police on the way 10 minutes out. I still hadn't even looked to the car next to me, scared of what I'd see. But then the car slowly started to back out. They slowly pulled away, and then moved their car directly behind mine. The side of their car had to be just a couple of feet from my back bumper, and then they stopped, blocking me in. Few seconds later, I heard a door open. I saw movement in my mirror, and when I looked, I saw a tall man in a dark brown winter jacket slowly approaching the side of my car. He came right up to the window, hovering over me. I was terrified, again scared to even look at him, but I felt his disturbing presence right on the other side of my window, quietly staring in at me. The man didn't speak or try to open the door. He just stood there. I continued telling the woman on the phone what was happening. After a minute, the man slowly moved around my car, passing by the front and going to the other side. I don't know if he was looking inside for something or what, but he walked around it several times. Then he walked back to his car, got in, and slowly drove away. I watched his headlights go through the tunnel and disappear. 5 minutes later, an officer pulled into the rest stop. He quickly got information from me and told me another officer was a few minutes out that would help me with my car, but after being sure I was okay, he seemed to be more in a hurry to chase down the guy that was following me. It turned out the man had cut the ignition cable from my battery, which I didn't even know was a thing that someone could do so easily. I was able to get towed out safely and had it repaired in the morning. I called multiple times for updates from the police station, but got nothing. It really felt like something more was going on, from the way the operator suddenly sounded rushed and worried, and the officer wanting to chase him down immediately. And overall, I couldn't figure out what that guy wanted from me. He followed me for miles, flashing his lights, then cut my ignition and had me stranded in an isolated rest stop with no one around. But he didn't do anything. He just creepily and eerily walked around my car. I'm wondering if anyone knows what he might have been doing, or had something similar happen. Again, this was only a few days ago, so there's still a chance something else comes from it. I'll let you know and provide an update if anything significant is found out. I'm a trucker for a local company out of Montana. We deliver all throughout the states, but mostly my routes went to and from the Midwest. Where we were based out of, no big highways really go directly through us, and so a lot of my routes are on long, barren roads with very little traffic. Even other truckers were few and far between. Anyway, I was on a pretty standard route this night, heading through the usual states to a common supplier. I always had my CB radio picking up Channel 19, which is the universal line that most truckers use to communicate with each other if need be, or just to have conversations. Although, it usually remained quiet for all of my drives, because nobody was within range. At about 1 a.m., the radio started crackling, like it was connecting to something, or picking up a signal in the distance. Faintly, I could hear a man talking, but it was way too scratchy and muffled to make anything out from it. I tried shutting it off and turning it back on, but it seemed to have lost signal to whoever it was picking up from. I thought nothing of it and kept driving. The road and the radio stayed quiet for another little while. I didn't pass by any other cars or even buildings. It was just empty. And then the radio came back on again. It was just crackling, with no voices. And after 30-ish seconds, the crackling started to get obnoxiously loud. I thought the thing might have been broken, and was considering just shutting it off for the rest of the drive. But just before I reached over, a voice came through. It wasn't clear by any means, but it was definitely the same voice from the man a while back, and the radio seemed to have picked up in the middle of him speaking. I was able to barely make out what he was saying. He was listing off details, describing something in this eerie, monotone voice.
Gray cab, white doors, white trailer, blank sides.
He was listing the exact description of the semi I was driving, and at the end of this unsettling descriptive line of details, he said the direction I was driving in, and then his voice abruptly cut out. The radio crackled and buzzed, with nothing else. No responses and no more voices. I left it just quietly crackling for several minutes before shutting it off. What the hell was that? I checked all my mirrors and looked everywhere, but there were no other cars or trucks near me. How was anyone in range to be on the radio? And why did they have an exact, detailed description of what I was driving? I was actually weirded out and nervous enough to call one of my buddies back at the warehouse, just to let him know about this strange thing going on. But my call dropped because I had no service. For the next half hour, I couldn't stop thinking about it. It honestly felt unexplainable. I knew that there was a gas station up ahead, so I decided even though my tank wasn't too low, I'd stop there, top off the tank, and maybe head in to ask the attendant if they knew anything about this weird radio message. This gas station was very small and very remote. As I pulled in, it was also very obvious that the store part where an attendant would be was closed. I still pulled through and parked near a pump. I got out and started to top up the tank. I was tired, and as I stood there waiting and looking around, the gas station started to give me an uncomfortable feeling. Not just that I was alone out there, with nothing around, but more that I felt like I wasn't alone. I took the pump out early, just to get out of there. I got in and started to pull out. And the moment I did, I saw a truck coming down the road from the direction I just came from. They had no headlights on, and the truck looked beat up, rusting and very old. Looked like they were about to turn into the gas station, but when they saw me pulling out, they stopped. Like just right there in the road, lights off and waiting. After a moment, I continued to get on the road and drive. Hard not to think the truck was trying to go unnoticed, which is obviously very suspicious. The way they stopped was like they were hoping I didn't see them. That feeling, though, the uneasy feeling, didn't really go away like I thought it would. Something still felt like it was wrong. And I got just a few minutes down the road before coming to a stop. There was a car right in the middle of the road, partially sideways, and in front of it was a man. He was waving his arms at me and walking quickly toward the door to my truck, as if telling me to stop and that he needed help. His car looked undamaged, though, and he didn't even look hurt. And it's not like there was anything out here that could have possibly forced him to stop in the middle of the road like that. As he was approaching, I instinctively looked in my mirror and just hardly saw a shape emerging from the road behind me. I knew it was that truck from the gas station, and right away I knew this was some sort of trap. I pushed on the gas, and this guy in front of me was committed, or dumb enough, to not even jump out of the way. I nearly ran him over, trying to get around him, and somehow even maneuvered into the other lane and around the car without hitting it. Maybe the trailer scraped up against it a bit, but nothing too bad. When I looked back, I saw the truck stop by the man and another man get out. One of them even looked like he was yelling at the other. I reported it to the police when I had a chance to, but of course the cars and the men were gone by then. I still don't truly know what was going on. If it was the truck on the radio, then he had been following me for a while, and been in contact with the car ahead of me, I guess coordinating this plan to get me to stop. I'm just thankful I listened to my gut and left the gas station when I did, and didn't even try to figure out what was going on the road. One wrong move probably could have ended with me going missing on the side of that isolated highway